New York lawmakers returned to the Capitol this week to begin their push to agree on a state budget due by April 1st. There are a number of issues on which they must agree. First, the amount of money that is available, and then how to spend it. Generally speaking, what the governor proposes in his budget is 90% of what will become law. A large portion of the budget is money from the federal government that requires little action by New York State, other than the approval to spend it, as expected by the feds. Much of the state spending has the quiet approval of the legislature. But there can be disagreements on how much to spend on programs, as well as how the governor proposes to spend allocated funds on programs. Those disagreements are what can lead to the controversies that often dominate media coverage of the Albany budget process. One area in which there is expected disagreement is the governor's proposed higher education budget. In his budget plan, the governor proposes big cuts to colleges' opportunity programs. Opportunity programs, which are designed for educationally and economically disadvantaged students, has a steady track record of success in increasing graduation rates among the most at-risk college students. In general, students in opportunity programs come from low-income communities and often rank low on traditional measures of collegiate admission standards, such as SAT scores or high school GPA and class standing. New York State has several opportunity programs in place to help increase access to and success in higher education to New Yorkers. These programs include the Search for Education, Elevation, and Knowledge program, SEEK, Higher Education Opportunity Program, HEOP, Educational Opportunity Programs, EOP, and others. The State University of New York's EOP students may receive support services such as academic, career, and personal counseling, tutoring, and supplemental instruction. As part of the student's overall financial aid package, EOP provides financial assistance for non-tuition-related expenses, for example, books or supplies, things like that. Similarly, the City University of New York's Accelerated Study and Associate Programs, known as ASAP, and similar programs build in robust advisement services and funding for textbook and transit costs, among other costs. And it works. Students involved in the nationally recognized ASAP program graduate at more than double the rate of non-ASAP students. Despite the track records of success for these programs, the governor's budget proposes cuts, not improvements, to the tune of nearly $24 million in reduced support. And here are some examples of what the governor's proposed. His budget cuts $5 million from SUNY's EOP program, cuts $5 million from the SEEK program, cuts $2.5 million from the ASAP program, cuts nearly $6 million in the HEOP program, which is similar to EOP, but offers help to students in independent colleges and universities. The governor's budget cuts nearly $1 million in child care centers program funding at SUNY and nearly a million, at CUNY's child care centers. And the governor completely eliminates funding for the state's Bundy Aid program, which offers aid to independent colleges and universities that is usually used for student services. So why would the governor propose cuts to programs with demonstrated successes in helping students to succeed and graduate college? The argument often heard is that the plan is a way to put pressure on the legislature to buy back those cuts. In the contorted horse-trading world of Albany, sometimes the governor proposes cuts that he believes the legislature will restore. Of course, when he does, he runs the risk that those programs don't get restored, and in this case, deserving students may lose out on a college education, which could drastically hurt their career opportunities. And sometimes the cuts do happen. Last year, for example, the governor proposed cuts to public health programs, such as funding for efforts to help Alzheimer's patients and address lead poisoning and other issues, and that ended up taking a 20% cut. While there may be ways that such budget maneuvers make sense in a tactical way, they unnecessarily put education or health for people at risk. Let's hope that this year's budget sees not only restoration, but expansion of these and other important programs that can make a huge difference in the lives of New Yorkers. And let's hope that in future budgets, these games end.